Hi, this is Mike Anderson on the water with the American Boating Association. The fourth step in launching the boat process for me is to try to make the old girl look good. My boat's got a few years on her. And though she's in great shape, fiberglass does tend to get a little chalky and to show some oxidation over the years if it's not properly taken care of. And I start to see that every spring. But a good fiberglass restorer and boat wax will start to take care of that and bring her back to life. There's a lot of good products on the market you can use. Find one that works for you. Find one that's easy to work with. And it'll really start to bring that older fiberglass to life. If you got a newer boat that doesn't have an oxidation issue in the fiberglass, you still want to get a high quality wax on there to protect it from the sun damage over the course of the season. You really can never wax these things too much because the sun really, depending on where you are, that sun can really wreak havoc on that fiberglass if you don't deal with it every year. I use a palm polisher that I got inexpensively at Harbor Freight. I apply the restorer with a terry cloth bonnet that goes over the hand polisher. I get it damp and I put the restorer right onto the bonnet and get a good circular swirl and work it in really good to make sure I get it into the fiberglass and get a good coating over the hull of the boat. A good idea, if you've never used this before, is to pick a spot and try it first and make sure you're happy with the results of it. Pick a fairly unobtrusive spot, someplace where it's not going to matter if you don't like it, and go through the whole process to see what the end result is for you. And I think you're going to be happy with it. But if you're not, you haven't done the whole boat and you don't have a problem on your hands. You have a small portion that you've tested it on. I do the boat in sections. Once the restorer is on the section I'm working on, I let it dry to a haze, and then I use a sheepskin type bonnet to polish it off. It always amazes me how good it looks after I've done this. In most cases, I'll do at least two coats of that fiberglass restorer. What I use is a wax also, so it's also not as only restoring the fiberglass, removing the oxidation and putting a nice polish on it, but it's getting a good wax seal on it too. If you don't use a restorer with a wax, then you want to come back through and put a couple of coats of wax on it as well. Again, if you have a newer boat, the wax is all you're really going to want to use. You're going to want to use something that has some type of a sunblock in it that gets a good coat on there. Once you've polished that all up, that boat's going to look great. And now it's time to move on to the bottom, and you're starting to feel really good because you get a nice shine on that boat and you're getting close to being in the water. This is Mike Anderson on the water for the American Boating Association. Be safe out there, folks.